حضر معهم في صلاة الجمعة وقام بعد الصلاة مع صديقه المسلم وقال أمام الناس: أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. كبر المسجد وقاموا وسلموا عليه، لكن لقاءه بالمسلمين كان هو الأخير، لم يتابعه أحد، لم يتصل به أحد، لم يعلمه أحد الإسلام، وبالتالي خرج منه كما دخل فيه. كيف نستطيع أن نتابع المسلمين الجدد؟ revert to reality، العودة إلى الفطرة. جمعية عمرها 15 سنة، يقوم عليها إخوة كرام يعتنون بالمسلمين الجدد، سواء كانوا من الرجال أو من النساء، يحلون مشاكلهم، يحاولون أن يتعايشوا معهم من جديد، أن يعلموهم ما هو الإسلام، يقيمون لهم دورات علمية، يزورون أهلهم لأجل أن يزيلوا ما بينهم من خلافات. حقيقة عندهم عدد من الإنجازات. حاولت أن أزورهم في مقرهم لكنه كان صغيرا، فرزقنا الله مطعما وطعاما وشرابا وجلسنا معهم فيه، فتعالوا معي نلتقي بهم.
Three years ago, Rupert Charity received a text message from a woman who said that she was hungry and very cold and sleeping rough. And I tried to contact her and I didn't get a response. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, I get another message from her saying that she's in the Iceland car park in Hackney and if someone could come and pick her up.
For a long time. I've got a hearing impairment and a visual impairment, as well as a walking disability. My family died when I was about 2 years old. There was a car crash and I was taken into foster care. I lived with my carers for a long time, until I was about 14, 15. They used to have a store. They used to have me working long hours, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. They used to carry large bags of potatoes, weighing 25 kilos. That's when I became homeless.
Rupert Triality have given me the opportunity recently to be able to rehouse a sister and also mentor her. She has been through enough trauma and I feel blessed, and this blessing has come my way because of Rupert Triality.
I ended up back on the streets of London. I ended up in Hackney. I used to eat from the bins on the streets, leftover food that people used to leave behind, by rubbish bins. Sometimes people used to just give me food. I never used to beg for money, but people used to give me money. Life was very rough on the streets. At night time, I used to have to try and find a place to sleep, a safe place to sleep, because I couldn't sleep on the shop fronts like other homeless people did, because I was a woman, and that was an even greater danger, being a woman on the streets. So I used to have to find a hiding place. I used to find hiding places by skips, and used to sleep in cardboard boxes. It was hard. It was really cold at night.
Alhamdulillah, the community were a huge help when my husband put the appeal out for this sister in need. The financial and moral support that we received was great. People were very supportive in providing food, dropping off food, making monetary donations. It's a case which touches the hearts of all of the Rupert Triality team whenever we speak about it.
Revert to reality. السلام عليكم. يا مرحبا بكم والله. I'm very happy والله to meet you. بارك الله فيكم. أنتم can you understand Arabic?
A little.
Okay, I will mix Arabic and English.
طيب.
أنتم عندكم جمعية تهتم بالمسلم الجديد, New Muslims. هل هي فقط تهتم بالمسلم الجديد أم هي أيضا تدعو الناس ليصبحوا مسلمين؟ You understand me؟ وكذلك شيخ طلعت اسم الجمعية جميل, العودة إلى الفطرة. لماذا سميتها أولا العودة إلى الفطرة؟ وأيضا كيف جاءتك هذه الفكرة؟ يعني anybody want to do something for Islam, there is a lot of ideas. Why you choose this idea? يلا.
With the name revert to reality or عود إلى الحقيقة or عود إلى الفطرة, we chose because the essence is that Allah created all mankind upon fitrah to صحيح. Recognize Him as the Creator alone. And عود إلى الحقيقة is return back to that reality. And why we chose to work in the field of trying to support new Muslims because there's a need. Alhamdulillah, we have a great number of reverts in our community here, and often while we can take the shahada, we don't have many services that support them afterwards. For instance,
after he became Muslim,
yes.
Nobody care about him.
Some do, but often
I'll look for him.
Yeah, there's no structure, there's no organization. Sometimes they're left to their own devices to learn the salah, the Quran, and the arkan al-Islam on their own. And what we saw was there was a shortcoming there. So when somebody takes the shahada in the community, in the masajid, in the community, say, mashallah, this is a new Muslim. It's like a trophy. For 2-3 months, after that, you didn't see the brother or sister again. And then when you follow up with them, and sometimes they said, I didn't find it very comfortable or welcoming for me in the community. So what we do is we provide an atmosphere, an environment, where new Muslims can come and be part of the existing Muslim community. It's not an exclusive club. It's not just for revert Muslims or convert Muslims. It's for Muslims, born Muslims, and Muslims who revert to Islam alike.
Are you new Muslim brothers or what's your name, brother?
Mustafa.
Before Islam, what's your name?
Robert.
Robert. Did you change your name and passport and ID, or just
everything.
Change it with the friends?
Everything.
Oh, you change it?
Everything.
Yes, but it's not condition to become Muslim. You change your name.
No.
Yes, you can keep your old name.
At the
no
time,
problem.
I thought it was, so I did. But alhamdulillah, I did anyway.
Alhamdulillah. Since how many
15 years now.
MashaAllah, you became Muslim.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. How old are you now?
40.
MashaAllah, 14.
40,
40. Can you tell me about your story? How you became Muslim? Who talked with you?
Well, my family were predominantly Christian. So I always knew that about God and one God. And I just became interested. I started looking and finding out more information. And a good friend of mine opened a bookshop. Al Quran bookshop, and I started going and relaxing and reading. And he said, you know, brother, why don't you just take your shahada? So I did a little reading, and then, you know, alhamdulillah, I took my shahada.
And mashallah, easy way, mashallah.
Easy. My parents happy.
Happy?
So long as I'm happy, they're happy.
Alhamdulillah. What about your parents now? Are they become Muslim, inshallah?
No, unfortunately, no. I've tried. I've given Quran, I've given dawah, but.
You have to pray, inshallah.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahdihim, bi'idhnillah. Brother Talat. Talat, you became Muslim since maybe I think 2 years or?
No, just a few months.
Oh, months? MashaAllah. 1 month or?
Yeah,
1 month.
شهرين
شهرين 2 months ما شاء الله. How you became Muslim, Talat? Who talked to you or?
I work with a gym. It's a 313.
The gym.
And some of the brothers.
Hey, mashallah, your look.
and they just took me to.
In the gym, there's Muslims there.
Yeah. But the main thing is we went to what
family
is it?
Retreat.
Family retreat.
Yeah. And. البرنامج
الجيم.
No, الشيخ الإماديف عندهم الفاميلي ريتريت الاجتماع في ليستر الخاص تقريبا 4000 مسلمين هناك
ما شاء الله
الاجتماع الإسلامي هناك هو الأسلمة
ما شاء الله ممتاز لكن why he went there he wasn't Muslim.
No.
Why he went there to see them only, okay. Or somebody take him with him?
Somebody take him. Yeah.
Basically, our gym went there to do the youth program for the children, while the parents were doing at the lectures.
Mm.
So we were basically helping all the children do sports and activities. And the last day, I spoke with one of the sheikhs there, and he just spoke to me, and then he just, you know, I'd been researching before a few years, and he said, why don't you just become? So I said, yeah, sure.
Yes, but before you became Muslim,
yeah.
Do you have any idea about Islam before?
You have been reading.
Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
I've been a good
idea.
I've been researching a lot before, and
Alhamdulillah.
I just needed that last push.
Alhamdulillah. Allah يثبتنا وياك.
موظف في هذا الاجتماع الكبيرة المسلمين هناك الموظف مع الشاب وبعد ذلك هو رأيت الأسلوب واحترام المسلمين جيد وأسلم بعد
الحمد لله وأيضا I think brother Rayan Rayan I think he is from 100 years Muslim
تعرفهم
يا ما شاء الله بيرد شيخ يو ار شيخ امام ما شاء الله
لا شيخ
ريان هي از اي ثينك بورن مسلم ولا لا برنات
ليس لكن الحمد لله افضل من
افضل من الذي ولد مسلم
نعم نعم
ريان Can you speak English? Arabic, sorry.
No, not
really. When you became Muslim? Since how many years?
I've been Muslim for 5 years now.
Only 5 years?
Yeah, since June 2008.
Ah, yeah. You're original from England?
My mum is English. Uh-huh. My dad is Caribbean, from Jamaica.
Can I listen to your story?
My story?
Yes.
Okay, bismillah.
I think it's a very long story because you are very long.
Very too. No, I'm too. Alhamdulillah. My story is I was working in a supermarket and there was an English lady and she asked me about Islam. She goes, what do you think about Islam?
And she's Muslim.
Yeah, I didn't know. So she just become Muslim. She didn't have hijab or jilbab. So she goes, what do you think about Islam? And I said, Islam, these people are crazy and, you know, they're causing trouble. And then she goes, I'm a Muslim. And I was shocked because I never thought about someone English being Muslim. So I used to ask her more and more questions. And I used to have, like, debates, conversations. And there was a Christian woman as well. And I used to keep asking them both questions.
Nah.
And then the sister... She started to practice more. She put on hijab, jilbab, and I saw her change as a Muslim. She became better. And then she gave me a Quran, an English translation, and I bought the Bible. So I read the Bible, and it didn't make sense. I didn't agree with it. The things they said about the Anbiya, it was wrong. When I read the Quran from the first page,
She gave me a Quran. Oh, mashallah.
And when I read it straight away,
she's not half hijab, no jilbab, no.
She was by then. She didn't at first. Then a year later, she started to practice more and more.
Mashallah.
She gave me a Quran and I started to read it. And from Surah Baqarah, basically, I knew it was true. I read it and I knew it was from Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
I knew it wasn't from a human being.
Did you read Quran, all Quran, or only Surah Al-Baqarah?
I read before Islam.
Before Islam. Only a few.
Half the Quran, maybe.
MashaAllah.
In English.
In English, yeah. Yes, I know. But in 1 week or 2 weeks or?
About 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. So 6 months later, after reading the Quran, I became Muslim.
Uh-huh. What about your family after you
My
became
family.
Muslim?
Yes.
Tell the truth.
I mean your parents.
Okay. So when I was Muslim, my family, they didn't know about Islam and they was a bit scared. They were scared about Islam. They felt that I might have been brainwashed. They felt I might have been with bad people. So basically I gave them da'wah for a few years. And then in 2 years later, my mum became Muslim.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
And then my wife became Muslim as well.
MashaAllah.
And my brother and my sister.
MashaAllah.
And my best friend and his wife.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. That's wallahi a very happy thing.
Oh.
Akhu, his brother. Oh, mashallah. His brother, he became Muslim after you?
Yeah, 2 years after.
2 years, mashallah. Brother, what's your name?
Wayne.
Are you too long like him or?
Yes, tiny bit smaller, mashallah.
What's your name, brother?
Wayne.
You became Muslim after Rayyan, maybe after 1 month or 2 months or?
No, it was about 2 years.
2 years?
2 years, yeah.
MashaAllah.
So I was looking into Islam for about 2 years.
Yes, but during these 2 years, you are thinking yeah. about Islam?
Yes. My brother used to take me to talks, and I used to read the Quran sometimes.
Ah.
And I decided I wanted to become a Muslim a year before I did. But I was a bit frightened to change, so it took a while, but alhamdulillah.
Tayyib, yeah. Rayyan, what he did... Rayyan, what he did for you to become Muslim? Did he give you books or listen to lectures or what?
Yes. I used to listen to lectures.
Or take you to the mosque, maybe?
No, I never went mosque. But I used to listen to lectures and read books. And I was convinced from pretty early on. But it took a while to adjust myself. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the best thing you saw in Islam, then you became Muslim?
When I used to read the Quran and Allah used to speak about how he used to send down the rain and it used to grow like fruits, I found it quite beautiful. So like Allah's creation, I was very fascinated.
Uh-huh. What about your wife? She's Muslim now?
I'm not married yet.
Leia, haram alaik.